A closer look. Answer the following questions. Number one, is it correct to say that prejudice is the child of ignorance? Correct. Read the article on prejudice and answer the following questions. Number one, in the experiment that is described in paragraph 2, what were the student teachers explicitly asked to do? A. To judge the correctness of the child's English. B. To guess racial background of child. C. To say what the child was talking about. D. To identify their own prejudice. Answer, to identify their own prejudice. 2. On the videotapes, the three children had different accents. True or false? False. Number 3. What were the results of the experiment? A. The student teachers judged the speech of African-American child and Mexican-American child to be superior to that of the white child. Page number 59. B. The student teachers gave lower evaluation to the speech on videotapes with African-American child and Mexican-American child. C. The white child expressed himself better in standard English than the African-American child or the Mexican-American child. D. There were no differences in student teachers' assessment of language they heard on three videotapes. Answer. The student teachers gave lower evaluation on speech on the videotapes with African-American child and Mexican-American child. 4. What conclusions does article draw from result of experiment? Circle all that apply. A. Mexican-American and African-American don't speak standard English as well as American of European origin. B. Prejudice can influence the way people perceive the world around them. C. The student teachers were prejudiced. D. We can eliminate or at least reduce prejudice simply by providing information that prejudiced person doesn't have. Answer B, C, D. 5. The results of experiment imply that some students could become victims of biased teachers. True or false? It's true. Number 6. What more general conclusion does the writer want readers to draw from the discussion of experiment? Circle all that apply. A. Prejudices can be resistant to change. B. To understand prejudice, we need to do more research. C. Solving the problem of prejudice is not as simple as some people might think. D. Giving people objective information will guarantee a reduction in their prejudices. Answer is A, B, C, D.